TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
We have gotten going.
It has been gotten.
Hey, so if you're having audio problems and you do absolutely nothing to resolve them, turns out they don't always just magically resolve themselves.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
Actually, yeah, that's a lie. I have tried turning it off, turning it back on again since then. I just
I didn't
have a way to test, honestly, between then and now. So it's sort of,
Have you tried tickling the taint?
I didn't try tickling the taint.
You always tickle the taint. That's what my grandpappy used to say.
Yep.
And that's why he got kicked out of Red Robin.
Yeah.
Red Robin.
Yep.
Yum. Stop tickling the taint.
But he was a CEO. Yeah.
Constantly engaging organs?
Like, I guess, yeah.
I thought you were going for something.
Wait a second.
Waiting.
Who are we?
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this. I officially own a house now.
Yay.
Ba-ba-ba-da. Wait, what?
What?
Why do I get the Price is Right losing horn for that?
Well, it's wonderful, Tim.
Oh. I don't know if I mentioned I owe the government a lot of money. I just paid a previous homeowner a lot of money, and I decided this year was the year we were going to go to Hawaii for Christmas. So 2021 is 2020 broke. Way to bring us down, Andy.
Sorry.
I mean, it sucks.
Have a good time.
Yep. Gotta remind you there's a lot of death and suffering still out in the world.
Well, great.
Yeah.
I knew that already.
Oh, okay.
And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Oh, shit. Who are we?
When Noah's the one keeping us on track, you can be sure we are flying off the rails and into your town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
Wait, what's going on? I'm Noah, the A in TanCast.
Comedy gold. It's gold. Comedy gold, I tell you.
So I have a listener, and I don't know if I'll read the email,
listener.
But just more like, we have a listener. Sometimes they email us. But this last week, a listener, Martin, like, is so, which is amazing to me, so itching for more TanCast content, he went looking for a lost episode. Well, not so much a lost episode, but content that was... I mean, I can read it. I wasn't sure if I just wanted to read it.
Is that what you were going to do? That's all I'm asking. Was that your plan or not?
No, I was just going to explain it. Do you think I should
just
read it?
No. I just wanted to know whether or not I should hit the jingle or not.
Oh, gotcha.
So he's got his finger on the jingle button.
So I guess he listened to the episode where we did the crossover with Drinking Buddies. And he... I guess there's some... Well, I'll get to that. But so he's like wondering if there's like a lost episode and Drinking Buddies is defunct. Like, which I was like, it is amazing. Like so much... I mean, I think we talked about this before that so much will stay on the internet long past, you know, any time. But like podcasts, once they're gone, they're kind of gone.
They
I mean,
spoil,
maybe
like
you
a
can
tuna
find...
fish sandwich in the sun and the Arizona heat. Like just done.
Meanwhile, the original Space Jam site is still up.
I mean, they got that Warner Brothers money, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I guess there is like 10 minutes of content. So actually, I will read his second part. So I told him, I'm like, hey,
Captain, incoming message.
You've got message for you,
Tom.
DeVille is here.
TanCast. I feel better.
So I told him I thought it was just like a bumper, like a beginning and end. So this way, so initially he was like, I checked archive.org, I checked Podbean. You know, he was like searching all over the place. So I'm like, that's a lot of work. So So I replied to him and he said, thanks for the quick response. So I know that it was the same episode. I was actually looking for the tag at the end and I found it this evening. I had a bunch of old podcasts downloaded on an old laptop that I'd forgotten about. It's like someone trying to find their cryptocurrency. Like, where did I leave that key?
Except it's our bullshit instead of, you know, like money.
Yeah, what make you rich? Yeah. Also, like, I guess it amazes me that people have old laptops that they've forgotten about. But anyways, a laptop that I've forgotten about, and I found it probably about 100 episodes of Drinking Buddies on it, including the crossover episode. It's a 5.5-minute clip of you, Andy, Jerry, and Chris waiting for Tim to come back to the call. I even checked to see if it was unique from the episode I downloaded from your website, and it was. I checked the episode on your site, but it appears to be down right now. I don't know if that is it down right now. Anyways, if you, Tim, or Andy want a copy of the Drinking Buddies ending tag, I can email it to you. So that was that.
I'm sure I have it somewhere.
I'm just amazed that people like want to find extra of our bullshit. like what they put out is enough. I need to find the one thing that's not out there right now. Looks like our site is up now, though. I don't know what happened before.
Can't Wait for Christmas was experiencing the same. Like, I kept getting emails. Your site is down. Your site is back. Your site is down. Your site is back. Your site is down. I'm like, pick a side.
I assume they're automated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just some guy named Phil who keeps emailing me.
He's just like, I've been watching your site, man. I'm really into it.
Hey, Tim, your site's down. Thanks, Phil. Your site's back. Thanks, Phil.
I think I talked about this before, but it reminds me of this lady who I used to work with. She's an older lady. We would get emails, like we had computers, we get emails about something. She would print them out, put it on our desk. I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, I see it.
Cause it's right there. Fuck trees.
Like, I'm aware. Like, we don't need to get paper involved in all this.
It's just a funny phrase. We don't need paper involved in all this.
I think I kind of stole it from, was it Mitch Hedberg and a donut, a receipt for a donut?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He bought a donut and they gave him a receipt. He's yeah. Like, no, I should be ready and you give me the donut. Oh, RIP.
RIP. Yeah.
Indeed.
That's like, I gotta say, it's really fucking cool that not only did he want to find that old bullshit of ours, but then did.
Yes.
And then it was like generous enough to be like, hey, if you want a copy, I'll send it to you. Like, shit. Thanks. Like, yeah. Unexpected, but very cool.
I barely put that much work into finding my keys sometimes. Yeah. Like, I don't know. They'll probably show up eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, I still haven't edited the last episode, so that's brand new content that I can't find. I mean, I know where it is.
Maybe we should create an episode. And post it somewhere and have like a little scavenger hunt. You know what? I don't think that made people be like, put in effort. Yeah, I'm good.
It's the best episode ever, though.
So, yes, I was amused by that.
Which leads me to a question.
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Oh, two jingles in like 3 or 4 minutes. Come on, Tim.
Oh, it's jingle-tastic.
Don't blow your jingle all up front.
I'll jingle all the way. Christmas.
That's your
comedy.
I had a week full of eventful things.
Oh, yes, you did. Tell us. Let me sit back and get comfortable.
I think the first one that you guys are most interested in is I finally got some new glasses.
Uh-huh.
And I realized it was like right after last week's show. I was like, oh, I haven't been able to see for some time. Things have been dire. Wait, I was supposed to be able to read that across the room?
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was all supposed to be blurry.
Man, I know I've said this on the show before, but I remember like getting my first set of glasses. I put them on and I'm like, I thought I had a superpower. I was like, oh my God, I can read that sign all the way on the other side of the store. Because it was like an optometrist that was like built into a big box, like a drugstore kind of thing.
I went to Costco for mine as well.
Yeah, basically. So like I turn around and I'm like, oh my God, I can read that all the way over there. And everyone that I was with was like, yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah. I'm like, you've been able to read that the whole time? How did you let me live like this? I'm like, you're my best friend. You're my mother.
Andy.
Yeah.
With your mic, you peak a lot sooner. Ooh. If you start getting loud, just let you know.
You're my best friend. You're my mother. You motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
You bitch. I guess I'm a son of a bitch. Yeah. So then like the whole rest of the ride back to, I think it was to my mom's school. Like I think this happened like over summer or something like that. But yeah, the whole rest of the ride, I was like, I can see like the trees have leaves. Oh my God. I can see the road signs. I can see the road signs. I don't just like have to memorize like by the shapes of like, that's how I thought everyone drove. I thought people drove by like understanding what the shapes of the roads were and like knowing where their turns were by what colored blobs were going by them, because it wasn't until you were right up on top of it that you could actually read the signs. I just assumed that was how everyone lived.
It's like you went from standard to HD.
It was.
That's exactly what I said.
No, it was like I went from like old VCR, like VCR porn where you've really worn out a part of the tape. You know which part.
All right.
The credits. Is that the credits? Because I love to see who the best boy is.
I love to see who the best boy was on those.
Yep. Yeah.
Tim, we say the same joke.
Did you say best boy too?
You did. Yeah.
Oh, good times.
My best credit on the pornos is that's the grip.
I like the key grip.
It's funny. Every time I check the credits, it's like grip you. I'm like, yes, that's true. So anyways, Tim, so you got upgraded. You got 4K.
Yep. Just in time to see my enormous tax bill.
Oh.
So it turns out when you have a wealthy relative pass away, you get to pay a lot more in taxes.
I thought there were ways around. I thought rich people like did things that like made it so that you didn't have to pay those taxes.
Apparently we're not rich enough for that. We're just rich enough to owe the money. So like I said, I'm Republican now, and do we need really giving away all this free healthcare? Come on now.
Who's paying for all this meat?
Shit. Who the hell paying for all this meat? That was a good little internet thing that happened.
I know you love that one.
Shit. I hope I put a link to that there.
It's paid for all this.
So Tim, what's your opinion of black people now?
They need to pay more taxes. I don't know. Whatever makes me pay less taxes. That's my opinion of black people.
How do I pay less? That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm about.
Is there a black tax? Actually, there kind of is, right?
Reparations, right? Reparations.
Yeah, they're gonna pay us back. Wait, no, Tim, you fundamentally misunderstand how reparations work. But I officially own a house now.
Yay!
Bum, bum, ba-da.
Wait, what?
What?
Why do I get the Price is Right losing horn for that?
Well, it's wonderful, Tim.
Oh.
Now you'll save on taxes or something, I think.
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah. I did not know it's a big, I feel like I didn't know it's a big change. I mean, granted, this was a while ago.
Hey, guess what I don't want to hear?
So we're going to be rolling in the dough now.
But
thank you.
This was so long ago. Things have changed. Taxes have gotten better.
That's how taxes work.
Yeah, they got better.
So we were supposed to officially have the keys on Wednesday, which was Michael's birthday. And so we had planned a little birthday party at the new house so that we could celebrate our first dinner there on his birthday. And then we didn't officially get the keys till the next day, but they allowed us to come in and do it anyway. So that was kind of cool.
Was that the pizza thing you sent us?
That was indeed that.
Oh, nice.
So we did our final walkthrough, and the day we did that, we also brought some tables and chairs over, and we set them up so that we're just there when we came back the next day, and a little banner that said happy birthday. And then we got some pizzas, headed over there, did our thing. Then finally got the keys. And the very next day, it got tented for termites. And so it's tented right now, in fact.
Good times.
Good times indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely nice, like you don't have to check in with anybody. Like, do I want to do this? Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I own this shit. It's mine.
But then like, oh, that's wrong. Who I tell? Oh, I tell me. I tell me and I pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
good. That's the problem. who's going to pay? Oh, I'm going to pay for that.
Okay. There's a wasp nest in here. Oh, that's 100% my problem. That wasp nest is my I bought that wasp nest along with the house.
Yep. Oh. That's your wasps.
I'm going to charge these wasps rent.
I made a joke when I found out. I don't think when you actually bought the place, but we're talking about, I'm like, I can live with you guys. And Tim seemed to be considering it for a second. My 44-year-old best friend is living with us. isn't that a little weird? Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, you live with other people now. What's the difference?
I think it's just more that you have a family. We're not like single guys.
What?
Hey, Tim, you want to hang? Oh no, you gotta take care of your children. All right, I guess I'll just go drink alone over here.
I mean, let's, even if the kids weren't there, it's not like I would be like, oh, let's pound them back.
I know.
It'd be like a real weird take on My Three Sons.
Also, like, my roommates do not care if I bring a lady home. That could be awkward for you. The children are so weak. You gotta keep it down.
I mean, just, keep the moaning to a minimum. We'll put you in the podcasting office. Put you in the podcasting office. It's soundproofed.
If the microphone's hanging on the doorknob, don't come in.
Every time I podcast, it smells like sex.
Smells like pussy. No, what would you do this, Mike?
No, nothing. No. Why is it brown?
Oh, no.
Oh, disgusting.
I'm gonna shut my door. Be right
Mommy,
back.
Mommy, Daddy, Uncle Noah says he's a real pipe layer.
Your child voice is disturbing.
I couldn't tell it was Mickey Mouse. Oh boy! Uncle Noah's a real pipe layer!
What the hell did I miss?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Mickey Mouse knows what's up. That's what you missed.
Oh dear. What hellish landscape have I come back to?
And he was imitating your children, saying, I'm a pipe layer.
And that was so frightening, so I did Mickey Mouse.
All right. I was like, why did Mickey Mouse get involved?
I mean, Mickey Mouse should always be involved.
I mean,
hot dog. No, puts his thing down, flips it, and reverses it.
I know you guys don't care, but my feed was filled with people who went to Disneyland the first day it opened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that shit looked great. I popped open the app. I was like, oh, the wait times for everything is 15 minutes or less because it's at 15% capacity.
Oh, 15% capacity?
I'm sorry, 25%, 20, somewhere in there. Somewhere between
still,
15 and 25.
That is like, that is, that not is like, yeah.
But don't worry, those people spent a lot of money while they were there based on the pictures I saw. I'm like, oh, well, yeah, he bought more food and more souvenirs. Look at you getting all the fucking food and souvenirs. Having a good time.
I mean, I feel like that's like kind of a, with this self-selecting group. Like, I feel like the people who are going like first day are definitely like hardcore, like, I'm going to buy some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they had to wait online for that thing to come on and be like one of the first people to jump on there.
Yeah, yeah. Like the casual person was like, oh, maybe I'll buy a hot dog.
I've been meaning to do a Disneyland vacation. Maybe the very first day it opens. I don't know.
Why not?
Still,
when do you feel comfortable going back? Do you feel like, would you go soon?
Comfortable going back? Anytime. Ability to go back? Not anytime soon.
Gotcha.
Because I don't know if I mentioned I owe the government a lot of money. I just paid a previous homeowner a lot of money, and I decided this year was the year we were going to go to Hawaii for Christmas. So 2021 is 2020 broke.
You do not have that diaper money. Luckily, your kids are in diapers right now.
I do not have that diaper money. That's it. Yeah. That's all I got. That was my week.
We both watched a movie.
We sure did.
Not together, but
no,
separately.
We did not. But the same night, apparently.
Yeah, it was good. It's called Mitchell's versus Machines, I think.
That is what it's called. And it was written by the people who did the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Ah, I did not know that. And I can't say, like, that I didn't love the animation of the characters. Their noses were weird. I don't know. Their faces were kind of weird, but it was enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah, the dad's nose looked discolored the entire time. I'm like, what? Has he been sniffing the sticky icky icky? Which is not a thing you do. I realize that, but sticky icky icky was just too. I could not say sticky icky icky.
You could say that yayo.
Sticky. Oh, that yayo. That is what I should have said.
That nose candy.
Peruvian marching dust.
It was touching. It was funny.
Yep. Oh, fucking James laughed his little balls off.
Oh, no.
What's it going to
do? Little balls.
I love that finale. Ooh. He had a good old time.
Yeah, I think I saw a trailer for it, and I was just like, oh, I wonder how reviews are this, and they were really good. And I was like, you know what? I'm in. Sure, why not?
Michael kept seeing ads for it on while playing his mobile game, Pixel Gun 3D. And so that's how we knew about it.
Oh, that's how they get you.
That is how they get you.
They know their audience. Oh, these kids are going to be into this. And also, I guess I was kind of surprised. I had not heard anything about it. And like, but there was like, I mean, like, what's his name? McBride? Danny McBride was in there. I feel like some other people that are kind of known.
Maya Rudolph?
Yeah, another one of the SNL cast. I don't know his name.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, Conan O'Brien.
That was super random.
So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's enjoyable. Give it a watch.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller. Those are the people I was trying to come up with. Oh, they only produced it. I thought they wrote it. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Y'all pieces of shit.
They're non-writing themselves.
Taking credit.
What are they even doing? Lazy.
Oh, they did 21 Jump Street.
That movie. Was also an enjoyable movie.
And the Lego movie. I thought they did the Lego movie.
Oh, yeah.
They also did 22 Jump Street.
Also an enjoyable movie.
And they did write Spider-Verse and the Lego movie 2 and Untitled Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel.
Which is not out yet.
Tencast. Wait, what? IMDb credits.
How dare you? I'm just making this up off my memories. Wait, what? That's not a way. That's not how memory works. Yep.
I make up my memory. I like it to be multiple choice. Like the Joker.
I also finished watching Invincible, which I enjoyed.
Well, bully for you.
Well, good news for you. They've got two more seasons approved.
Excellent. It is like... It's weird because it's like almost like a young adult like kind of cartoon, except it's crazy violent. Like there's like this interpersonal drama, like I'm in love with this girl, that type of like normal stuff, and also I just punch my hand through that guy's chest.
Okay, well, okay. Yeah. Why not?
So yes, it's kind of like some people describe it as like a mix between The Boys and I don't know what else, but like kind of like The Boys, although I wouldn't say. It's as edgy as The Boys. I would say like the edgiest thing is just the violence. Like there's not like sexual content. I think maybe some innuendo, but
you lost me at no sexual content.
So yeah. Give it a watch.
You just said there's no sexual content.
I mean you watch
The Boys. There is sexual content.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get around to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's good. I mean,
it's great. It's dark. It's dark as shit, but it's great.
Because I keep seeing these memes that people post, like, it's a picture of Henry Cavill, like, here's how America sees itself, and then the picture of the dude from The Boys, who is a thinly veiled Superman guy, is like, this is how America really is. And I was like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that, the guy who plays Homelander is so good.
Yeah.
I keep pushing that meme. Whenever I see that, I keep posting the meme, like, they're both the same picture.
Yeah, everyone's good, but like, the guy who plays Homelander is particularly, like, I don't know, creepy and, yeah, does a good job. I started watching The Nevers.
No, you didn't. You never did.
I started. I did. Nuh-uh. I did never. Do it. I never. Done did it.
No.
There'll be a new episode tonight, too.
Well, hum-dee-doo.
That's pretty good. Seems very Josh Whedon-ish. Although I think, yeah, I mean, I don't. If it gets renewed, I don't. He will not be around.
What? Why?
I think. You're
what's
kidding,
going
right?
on with Josh Whedon? Is he busy?
All right, you're kidding. You're kidding.
See, has he got stuff going on?
Yeah, no, big dude. No.
Are they finally doing that Firefly reboot they've been talking about? Are they making more Dollhouse? That was him, right?
Yeah,
it was him.
All right, good.
Oh, Dollhouse was so good.
Never watched it.
Never, me neither. Nope. Also.
I can't say I love Josh Whedon in general, but I did enjoy Firefly, though.
I only saw Serenity, and that did not hook me. But I will say, I love the shit out of some Avengers. Both of them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, Buffy? Yes. Angel? Yes. Dollhouse? Give me more. Firefly? Serenity? Uh-huh. Dr. Horrible sing-along vlog? Sure.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Wow. I am striking out left and right.
Really? Oh, well, I think Dr. Horrible sing-along
vlog. I haven't
seen
most of those things.
I'm pretty sure it's available on YouTube, just like straight up on YouTube.
Straight up?
I think it's only like 45 minutes.
Straight down.
So I highly recommend it, and it's not a lot of I mean, it's a one shot. Yep.
Yeah, I've heard good things, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
Well, what if I tickle your balls? You think you can bring yourself off? Wait, what?
Whoa, no.
What's going on?
I'm sorry. I realized about halfway through that sentence that I think I misunderstood you.
Yes. I think that perhaps you did.
I'm just trying to be a good friend.
Is that what you call it?
A good testicle friend.
Okay.
I got something for you. Oh, did you guys hear about the actress that got stabbed?
What?
No.
Is this today?
Yeah, Reese.
Witherspoon?
No, with
a knife.
No,
with a knife.
Sorry to shit on your
it's fuck you
your punchline there, but like as soon as I saw where you were going, I was like, God damn it.
I saw a video clip and it's so funny.
This like, podcast is over.
I think this lady was telling it to her parents, and like it took the dad a second, and he just got up and wanted to hug. He's just like, oh, let me hug you.
Fuck you,
Noah.
I asked Caitlin last night if she knew what the most important thing for a medieval plague doctor to have was. She goes, a bunch of leeches. I go, nope, it's not that. It's not a pocket full of cocaine. It's not even the crazy that bird mask thing. She goes, okay, what does a medieval plague doctor need? I said, a good sense of humors. She goes, God damn it. And then we had to explain humors to Drew because he did not get it.
And then once you explained it, it exactly still wasn't funny.
That's true. The thing Tim said.
Like, I have a vague idea of what humors are.
It was this idea that, like, it was kind of like the whole thing of, like, the fundamental elements of, like, fire and earth and water and wind and whatever. It was this idea that there was, like, an analogous bunch of shit inside your body. So there was, like, phlegm and bile and blood and I don't know what else, but it was the ideas was like, if you've got too much blood, then like blood is fiery and it makes you hot. So you gotta apply leeches and you gotta take that out. And if you got too much bile, then it makes you earthy or some shit. And you gotta, You gotta like punch him in the dick and do cocaine about it.
All right, you know, yeah, as you do.
It was this idea that the body had like these fundamental fluids within it, these humors that were vital for the body to operate, and that like basically every disease was some imbalance in the humors. Like, I'm assuming if you broke your arm, it wasn't like, oh, well, your humors are imbalanced. Like, no, my humerus is imbalanced. Let's
can we fix that, please?
Yeah. Got any tape? No, hasn't been invented yet. All right, guess I'll die. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, ironically, that story wasn't very humorous.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I get that before people had like the concept of like, you know, rigorous trial and error and observation and everything else that, you know, they were doing the best they could with what they had. But you look at stuff like that, or like the idea that like bumps in your skull tell you stuff about like what a person's personality is. It's like,
phremology.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Tim knowing big words.
Yeah.
Thank you, Muppets.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the humor stuff, phrenology, astrology, alchemy. Yeah. There's like so much
cosmetology.
Like it pretended at being a science. Like it wrapped itself up in like this idea of like, well, this is all learning and this is all knowledge and this is all, you know, like hidden information, and I'm sharing this hidden information with you, except it was all based on bullshit. So it was like religion pretending it's science, basically.
So much of stuff is based off bullshit. Like this podcast.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong. This podcast is 95% bullshit.
It is.
5% filler. All filler, no killer.
5% lip and asshole. 95% bullshit.
But what a good asshole it is.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Oh, somebody posted a picture on Reddit in there's a subreddit for like just trashy shit. Just called trashy, and someone had like had spray painted "You ate my ass" on the side of someone's car who had just like broken up with them. I'm like, is that like, is that to get them back together with you? Is that your intention by saying "You ate my ass"? Like I want to remind you when you walk up to your car, "You ate my ass." Remember those good
it's
times?
It's just to spoil them for other people. Like, oh, I don't got to go out with them. They ate somebody else's ass.
Yeah. Or pump them up for other people. Oh, that person eats ass. I'm in.
I mean, that's
well.
Honestly, yeah, I'd probably just leave that on the side of my car. Like, pull up to place. Like, oh, you ate her ass? Yes, I did.
Maybe he or she only eats that particular ass, though. That's the problem.
I mean, we don't know.
Well, I mean, if you don't clean the graffiti off your car, I think you're advertising at that point.
Or you're just lazy.
And then they could just add some stars.
Yep.
You ate my ass. 5 stars.
Yep.
That's is that for the needs. Ass? Is that like a restaurant?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically like Uber Eats. Like, how was the delivery? 8 ass, 5 stars.
Uber Eats.
What'd you say, Tim?
I said Poober Eats.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Cooter Eats?
Sure.
Assmates. Yeah. Assmates. But it's...
Yes. Posterior mates.
Back door dash.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
Right, Andy, that was a good one. Gotta do that, buddy. Gotta do that.
Backdoor dash. Oh, no man, more calls. We have a winner.
I've been working on that one for like 40 seconds. I was like, dash kind of sounds like ass, but like, how do you make that turn? You can't make that turn. Wait, door. Door's the thing. Backdoor dash. Yeah.
I did it, guys. I did a thing.
Behind the scenes of the writing of that bit is even more fascinating than you think it would be.
It's funny because like that's the way that my brain works when I'm, especially, you know, dealing with you guys, because you guys are fucking funny.
Nah,
you're funny.
Yeah. You guys are. So, like, when I'm trying to keep up, it's like there's this little thing that goes on in my brain. It's like, oh, I gotta race, gotta get there, gotta catch up. One of them is be my friend.
I mean,
Addie, are your friends?
I'm not gonna lie, Addie. I think you think about stuff and try to make it funny. I'm like, oh, this sounds funny, man. I'm gonna blur it out.
Noah.
Sometimes it works.
We know.
Sometimes it works.
This is a part of your process that does not need demystifying for us. I wonder if Noah just says the first thing that comes into his head. Yeah, pretty sure he does. Pretty sure he does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I give it lots of thought. I mull it over.
Oh, I'm dying.
You okay?
In fairness to you, Noah, a lot of times the first thing that pops out of your head is fucking genius. Which again leads me to that feeling of like, oh, gotta be worthy, gotta play catch up.
It's genius or madness, and it's a fine line in between the two.
It is.
Sometimes I don't know my audience. I'm like, oh, that was okay.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh, I don't know if you're supposed to say that around you.
Yeah, that was maybe I shouldn't have said that. Okay, yep, noted.
That's one of the boons of now that we are working online instead of in person. Like, I am able to catch so much more things now that I would have to write it out before I actually say it. I'm like, oh, no, that's a keeper. Oh. That is just for you, Tim. Yep. That's not for sharing with the group.
Yep. Yeah.
Did you blurt out stuff before?
Sometimes.
And they're like, you know what? Let's promote that guy. Let's give him a raise.
That was before me, too.
Was it, though?
Yes? I don't know.
How long have you been at, if you feel comfortable saying, been at your job now, Tim?
A long time. I don't know. So, wait. Michael just turned 10. I was there for one season, and then I came back the next season, so... A little over 9 years.
That's a long time. That's impressive.
But I wasn't hired full time until later, so that it doesn't show that much. Yeah, because I was a temp for a while.
I think this is my 14th year at my job. So by that.
And
do you get something special?
Get a catalog where I can pick some cheap crap out of.
Ooh.
I arrived. So I work for a place and they give you branded stuff sometimes, and I'm just like, why don't you just give me money? Like, just give me cash. like I'll go buy my own crappy stuff. I don't need this limited. And then before that, it was just a pin. You'd get like a pin, but now they're like, oh, we want you to make you feel appreciated. I'm like, does this make anyone feel appreciated? Like, I mean, maybe, but I'm just like, you know, just. Give me extra $100 on paycheck. That's fine.
Yeah, when I hit 5 years at my or 5 official years at my job, like they gave me this like piece of jewelry with the company's logo. I'm like, I'm never ever going to use this ever. There is no nowhere I want to be out. Like, oh, quick, I'm gonna dress up fancy, give my Cogswell Cogs pin, so I can tell everybody where I work with this piece of jewelry.
Like, who loves? I mean, I would say probably my job, there are definitely a lot of people that probably love that they work for there. But I'm just like, I feel like a lot of places, like, I don't need shit with your name on it. Like, for good example, United Artists. Like, when we work at theater, they give you, like, points and shit in the catalog filled with stuff that's branded with your shit. Like, I do not want to wear this shit when I'm not at work. Like, I do not like this job that fucking much.
Yeah,
although I did like that bag they gave us. Or I got one. It was like, I used that thing till the zipper broke. It was like an overnight bag.
They really overestimate like the prestige of working there. It's like, yeah. Show off your Remcore pride. Nobody knows what Remcore is. Is that a real company? I don't know. Google it.
That's why I said Cogswell Cogs, because that way you know it's a fake company.
Yeah. Is that from the Jeffersons?
Jetsons.
Oh, the Jetsons?
Yeah.
That's a crossover. George Jefferson in the future.
Yep. Meet George Jefferson.
Moving on up. to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Now it's literal. Yeah. It
was, and then they can move up further when it was raining. I wonder if anyone's built a house that looks like that.
I mean,
probably. It's a big world.
Yeah,
there's lots of people with money that feel like, no, I need to do something useless with it rather than help people.
So apparently, have you guys heard of Mr. Beast?
I mean, that's what I call him, a Venus.
He's like, I guess he's like some YouTuber guy. And he opened up. He didn't open up. He started doing burgers. Like, I've never heard of this place. I just saw a review last night, and there's like three or four locations in the city. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did this place come from? But he's doing like ghost kitchen shit, where it's like he's just hiring somebody else to like make the food. So that's like, he's like 300 locations throughout the United States, but it's all because he's just taking over existing, like, not taking over, but like, I think paying them to like make his orders. And I forgot where I was going with this. But he gives away money. He like when he first opened this concept, he was just having people. He was giving out food for free, and he would just give people a pile of cash.
Oh, all right.
Like, he's just like, oh, you're the final person. Here, take all this money. I'm like, that's interesting. I was talking about our buddy Max, you know Max, about it. He's like, I don't know if I love him. He's like, well, he seems like he's doing good, giving away a lot of money. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. But I just don't like his persona. He's just very much a, what the current kind of like social media is, like that kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like, he's young and it just has that thing. I'm like, I'm just not into this. Like, it's just not my jam. Awesome is giving away money, but I don't care about your videos.
Take that.
But he's got 17 million subscribers. So people are obviously into him. But I guess I don't feel like I like a lot of like the big YouTubers, like PewDiePie. I'm like, that guy does not interest me.
I mean, he's not for us.
That's what I mean. I think this guy is also not for me.
He's very much not for either of you, because he's been quite free and easy with the N-word in the past.
Not so much anymore, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's old N-words.
I mean, the excuses about joining, I thought maybe he had learned his lesson. Or maybe not. Yes. I don't know. I don't really pay attention.
He's like, wow, they really demonetize you when you get caught for this stuff. I've learned my lesson.
Is he still the biggest YouTuber?
I don't know.
$109 million subscribers. That's crazy.
I mean, I've got somewhere near there. I've at least got the 109. I just need the million, and I'm good to go.
I think what's kind of weird is, like, so there used to be a guy I would watch, and then I think he's going for personal problems, and he just disappeared. And it's just like, it's kind of like this weird thing that you have, like, this look into someone's life, somewhat of a look, and then all of a sudden they're just gone. You're like, oh, all right, I hope they're okay. I'm out in the world.
Yeah, because they're just some person. But, like, you've gotten to know them like they were an actual, like, you know, celebrity is perhaps not the, but, you know, someone who.
I mean, there's some connection. Maybe even if it's one-sided, it's like, you know, maybe you like them. You're like, oh, he's a funny person, or, like, you know. But, yeah, and then, like, obviously, the ones you're not going to know about, or they don't necessarily need to put out in the world. Some people do, some people don't. Yeah, and then they're like, all right, well, they're just gone. I'm like, all right, well, I hope they're okay. I used to watch it. This guy, I'd watch it. Like, he would come, for some reason, he got into my feed, and I would watch a couple of his videos, and he would talk a lot about his health problems, and he was overweight. I don't know if those were related, but, like, I'm like, I wonder if this guy's just going to die one day, like, soon. Like,
he's, I mean, yes,
like,
he is.
Was talking about, like, one time recently where he almost died, like, back, and this is years ago, I was watching. I'm like, oh, that seems serious. Like, that's not good. Now, I don't know. I forget who he is.
Well, clearly he had a lasting impact on your life.
He also wasn't necessarily for me. I was just mildly curious. Apparently T-Series is the biggest YouTube channel right now.
Good old T-Series.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's where they teach you how to do team maintenance.
Classic.
180. Whoa, by a lot. I mean, if Wikipedia is to be believed, they got 181 and the next closest one 110. That's a handy music thing.
Well, I mean, they do have a lot of people over there.
Well, for now.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why you got to bring it down, Andy?
I'm sorry. I was just sorry. That's kind of how my week went. Was hearing from the people
you went to India
on the project that I was working with, who are out of India. Yeah, talking about like how crazy shit's getting over there.
Oof.
So it's like every morning I'd be like, "Well, you know, I got this done. I did this. I'm doing this. I'm doing this." And they're like, "Yeah, so you know, 300,000 people got sick yesterday, and like 4,000 people died." Like, oh.
And you're like, well, yes, but did you finish the project?
Did you? What is causing the surge?
So apparently, there's a lot of stuff going on. Some of it is, I don't know how much you know about Indian politics, but the BJP party, Narendra Modi's party, is very much Hindu nationalist. So like, it's been a big thing of his of like. Like reopen it very much like Trump, basically.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, but you know, instead of pandering,
so not being like not following the guidelines of being cautious. Yeah. Just trying to
push. And very much like you know, trying to machismo his way through shit. So being like, you know, it's not that big a deal. Downplaying stuff. Yeah, you absolutely can all get together for you know, for this big Hindu festival, and then turns out that like. Oh, and a lot of rallies, you know, like just cult of personality shit, exactly like Donald Trump. And the festivals that were going on that they refused to lock shit down for, and his rallies and a bunch of other stuff have all turned out to be super spreader events. So yeah, like previously when it needed to, India was locking down, but yeah, over the course of the last like 2 months or so, they really just kind of threw that away, and now they're you know, sort of reaping the whirlwind. Also, weirdly, even though India produces a shitload of vaccines, it's in facilities for other countries like ours. So like, even though there's a shitload of vaccines in India at any given time, it's they're not destined for India. So and apparently there's a lot of like. Reportedly, there's a lot of corruption stuff around, like who's getting the early vaccines. It's like not the people who urgently need it. It's like the people who are rich and politically connected. So, like a lot of the same shit that's going on in Brazil. Very similar. Oh, look at that! Another right wing, macho strongman guy, and yeah, also handling the pandemic the exact same way that Trump did, and the exact same way that Modi is.
But how are the taxes?
low. You would like that, Tim. That would really speak to you as a person.
All right. Then I can't criticize them too harsh.
Your new identity.
Yes, identify as a douchebag now.
Yes, yes.
No, that wasn't funny. Identify as a douchebag. That's not a thing.
Yeah. So in the past 2 weeks in India, the death rate has tripled. the COVID death rate has tripled. So.
Way to bring us down, Andy.
Sorry.
I mean, it sucks.
Have a good time.
Yep. It's going to remind you there's a lot of death and suffering still out in the world.
Well, great.
Yeah.
I knew that already.
Oh, okay.
I was choosing to ignore it.
Can you see it from your new house? Your shiny new house? You fucking selfish prick.
But Andy, the taxes.
I know. Trust me, Tim, I know.
It's not all rainbows and kittens.
I have to pay $10,000 in taxes.
It's almost the same as billions of people die. It's like... I guess not billions, but a country full of billions with a significant amount dying.
Yeah.
And I have to pay lots in taxes. See, you guys? So, it's the same. Samesies.
You, me, same.
Where's that from?
Superstore? No. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, okay.
How did you get those two things confused, Tim? Don't worry about it. I get most of my pop culture from memes.
I did not watch either.
Yep, sames. You, me, same. I did it again.
You, me, same, same, but different.
Yeah, that's I was going to get something totally different, like some alien movie or something.
All right, shall we land this eagle?
Nope.
No, I can't feel the fingers in my right hand. In my left hand. Oh, God damn it.
Nope.
Okay. What should you not trust this week? Fuck, I don't know.
Really?
You want to really trade? I'll tell you what not to trust this week.
What?
What?
I'll tell you what not to trust, and Noah can tell us what he hates.
Okay.
This week, don't trust the Republican Party with trans rights. They found a new piece of red meat to feed to the base, and it's trans kids.
That's not new, though. They've been at this a while.
They're really tripling down on it.
I hate that other people have to hate other people. I'm trying to take away the rights.
Yeah.
Not today, money.
Not tomorrow, I hate money. Welcome to household ownership. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. Andy, this is not the pep talk I wanted.
It's too late.
I thought you were supposed to tell me that being a house is wonderful, having own a house is wonderful, and then just,
Tim.
It's just nonstop dick sucking.
Tim, parenthood's amazing.
Okay, no, it's not.
You got the kid on the way. All right, let me tell you the real shit.
I've never had my dick so much suck so much as when I owned the house. Like, it was just all the time, just like anytime, just dick sucking. I was like, oof. Sometimes it wasn't even for my wife. It's just some people come in and suck my dick, and I was like, oh, this is weird. But
hey, you're supposed to be delivering milk. I guess I'm delivering milk now.
Oh no!
Like, what, with the 1950s? Milkman comes by. Metal container. Oh, you got your old jars? Let me suck your dick.
Ridiculous. You put the dick in ridiculous.
He did.
And then the milkman sucks it.
He put his dick in a lot of things.
And that's why he's our favorite.
Yep.
All right. That's a good way to end, as any.